Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
16,000 college students are expected to descend on Boston this week. It's the move-in. Many will move into off-campus apartments in Allston, Brighton, and Mission Hill. Also moving in, dozens of city inspectors in Boston, making sure the apartments are up to code and safe for students. Joining us to talk about this, the commissioner of Boston's Inspectional Services Department, Buddy Christopher. Good morning, Commissioner. We appreciate your appearance on Morning Edition.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you, sir. What are the biggest problems your inspectors are finding out there as they search these apartments?
Well, the most important thing is that the students have to understand that we're there to help, and we want to be invited into the unit. We have to be in order to do our inspections. And the message that I've been trying to relay, you know, from the mayor is that we are there to help. We're not there to evict students. We're there to make their living experience here in Boston a pleasant one so that they can focus on the educational part of their life as well as the experience of Boston itself.
Sounds like some people are a little reluctant to open the door.
Well, we have been hearing a lot of students say that the message they're getting from their landlords is that don't let inspectional services in because they will ultimately evict you. And I want to state very clearly so that everybody understands, we do not evict students. If we find a living condition that is so unacceptable, we will work with the students, the universities, the landlords to provide alternate housing while the situation gets repaired.
We know that at least in one case in Allston, your inspectors already found a landlord and cited that person for 30 violations over the weekend, including lack of smoke detectors, but also mold and rats. What kind of other problems are you seeing?
The majority of the violations are from what we call the sanitary code, which is about the life safety issues, things that you had mentioned, smoke detectors, carbon monoxide, heat, toilet facilities, general cleanliness of the units. The building code violations are things that he can remedy pretty efficiently, and we'll work with him very closely so that we can get him back online to allow the students in.
You know, there are students and parents who are going to be finding some of these problems themselves when they move in. If that's the case, what do they do?
The best thing they can do, the mayor has put into place the 311 system, which is a system that allows us to get a ton of information out to people. It allows people direct access to all the resources in the city, and they can grab a number of ways. The most efficient is to call 311 anywhere in the Boston area. You go to the mayor's office, the hotline. They will take your information, put the right department in touch with you right away. There's also an app that you can download to your smartphone that'll allow you an unbelievable amount of access. It also has the great ability to take a photograph, send it into us. It automatically locates where the photograph was taken. We then can deploy resources out to make it right. But I do want to state very clearly, it's against the law for a landlord to retaliate against an occupant for reporting a problem. And we will stand with them and help them get some public service legal assistance to make sure that doesn't happen.
You know, there are critics who say that these inspections only happen in the fall when students come back and that they should be happening all year round. How do you respond to that?
It happens all year round. I have my housing staff and the building department staff around all year round. The intensity of the student move-in is a great time for us to be able to get to these units, and we use it for a number of things. One, to say hello to students and welcome them to our city, but also to avail them of services from the city. We also have a great opportunity because as students are leaving, they're usually a little more welcome to allowing us into units, so we want to take advantage of that opportunity. But any critics who say that this happens only during this period are totally wrong.
You look forward to this time of year?
In a strange way, I kind of do. It's nice because it allows me to get up across the city so that I can really see what's going on with the housing stocks. I love the opportunity of meeting young people that are coming to our city. Our inspectors are all very enthusiastic about it because it is a little bit of a change in the routine and the excitement. And the thing that I've got to say is, this is my second move in now, and we have seen a general response from landlords, property managers, the universities, housing stocks in general. We feel in better condition now than they were the first inspection that we did. And we think I think that's directly attributed to the ability of us to get information out to people so people understand that what we're looking for, and also to let them know that we take this very seriously.
City of Boston Inspectional Services Department Commissioner Buddy Christopher, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition, and good luck as this very busy time continues.
Thank you very much. You have a great day.